out of Ohio, a gunman apparently fired shots outside of an FBI office in Cincinnati and then took off. Police in the ensuing chase cornered the man, apparently, in the some fields just about 60 miles northwest of the city, and they're engaged in a gunfight, last report, multiple news sources confirming. Inflation still running at close to its highest level in four decades. Consumer prices jumping 8.5% in July compared with a year earlier. Prices were unchanged from June to July. First time that's happened after 25 months of increases. Meanwhile, unemployment claims rose last week to the highest level since November. Labor Department saying applications climbed by 14,000 and now have risen 5 out of the last 6 weeks. This is SRN News.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The elevated rain chances hang on today, but storms will start to thin out by this weekend. So that's good news if you have plans for the weekend. Very humid again today with a high temperature 90 to 92. And once again, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, but not as many. And in fact, by Saturday and Sunday, the storms will be few and far between, very isolated in nature. That means more sunshine and high temperatures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or commercial landscaper, we've got what you need to get the job done right. From Kubota's number one rated compact tractors to zero turn mowers, track loaders, excavators, and more. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police have identified the victim in a recent homicide. 33-year-old Natalio Lopez Garcia was found shot in the 300 block of Chase Street on Monday. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Details of that shooting remain under investigation. Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a fatal shooting from back in April. 50-year-old Erskine Jackson is charged with the murder of 57-year-old Enrico Coleman. Jackson was arrested on August 9th. That shooting happened on March 28th in the 4300 block of Woodley Square. At the time, police said Coleman's injuries were not life-threatening. He was taken to the hospital and released. Police say Coleman died from his injuries on April 8th. And the Ott Police Department needs your help locating Gary Richard Thien. He was last seen on August 3rd in the area of West Polk Avenue in Ott. He may be living with a condition that could impair his judgment. If you have any information, call the Ott Police Department at 334-493-4511. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 820. Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Roll Super Mega for your backside. Ouch. Shake it, put it, do the Charmin slide. Oh, Super Mega make you feel alright. Everybody do the Charmin slide. One lasting TP gets everybody going. Please, booty's clean and totally glowing. Shake your booty, do the Charmin slide.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is longer lasting, so you can change the roll less often. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
DQ presents How to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your five senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then, feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now, smell it with your nose. Oh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, happy Thursday!
Wow! You can almost see the weekend from here. Sort of.
So, can I tell you, I like looking at indicators of my life that I am a old lady. Okay. And there's like a number of indicators that. One is whenever I see anyone's security detail, I always threaten to tackle that person.
Is that right?
It's true.
I'm so glad you resisted that urge.
So no matter... Oh, no, I don't actually... I've never actually tackled anybody.
Good.
By the way, Stephen Reed looks as though he might be like the easiest to tackle because he's kind of a slight man. But I make the joke, no matter whose security detail it is. So if it's the governor's security detail or lieutenant governor's security, I make the joke. And, I just want you to know, it occurred to me as I was telling the mayor security people that it is such a old lady joke that I do. I was going to tackle the principal, but I went ahead. Yes. Anyway.
I knew something was going on when I arrived a little late for a change today. And, saw them in the lobby, and I thought, well, we clearly have some important person in the studio today.
I saw it on, Joey, he either said it or messaged it or something yesterday, and so I knew he was coming. I didn't expect him to stay for a full hour, the thing about the mayor is...
Yes.
The thing about the mayor.
Make nice, April Marie.
That's not my nature. Would I have this radio show? Would I be here if I played by the rules and made nice with everybody?
Come on.
No. There's a reason that Mayor Stephen Reed has never been on my show. Because the idea that we should be celebrating that crime is down, that there's only 3 to 5 murders a week, and that we're solving most of them, the idea we should be celebrating that is absolute and total utter bullcrap. Okay?
There it is.
And I love that the mayor comes in and he's like, woohoo, solving the crimes. Woohoo, not as many as last year. And it's like, well, you had a 20-year high. So I don't know.
It's easy to
it's really easy
come in a little low, yeah.
It's easy to beat the really, really bottom of the barrel. And then I was listening to the mayor talk about his diversity and equity inclusion bullcrap thing. Well, we need to be competitive with other cities like Birmingham.
No.
Well, no.
Birmingham is not the model.
Well, he didn't say Birmingham, but other cities. Well, here's the thing is, just because they do something stupid doesn't mean you need to do something stupid,
we don't
okay?
have to.
We can't discriminate against somebody's perceived gender. If I am looking for a roommate, somebody to sublet a room so that I can make ends meet, and I want to say I would like to have a female in my house and some big, burly, bearded, 6-foot, 300-pound dude walks up and says, I identify as a female, the city should not require me to take that crap seriously.
For sure. Testify.
No.
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 You want a female roommate, an authentic female roommate.
If I want, if I own a business and I want to say that I don't want males or individuals with penises in my girls' locker rooms at the Y, then that's what the rule should be.
And this has not been an issue for many, many years.
Hey, you know what? I guarantee you, if you were to walk down to any Montgomery business, mom and pop, chain store, you name it, you walk down to the homeless guy at the corner over here who's always panhandling at this stoplight, I'll tell you what, not one of those people, you could interview 50, not one of them is going to say that their real concern of the day, their real concern in life is that people are getting their delicate little feelings hurt because their gender ideology
not a priority.
Has not been, you know, the city has not saved them from their gender ideology nonsense. Good
ridiculous.
Lord.
Yeah, people, day-to-day lives, that's really not much of their concern.
No, it's
especially
not.
Nowadays. It's a struggle just to
stay
above water.
The mayor has to remember, he represents the whole city, okay? Not
right.
Just the delicate few.
Not just the woke.
Not just the woke. Not just any one group, but the whole dang city. You want to talk about reasons I'm looking to move here, of course. I'm not moving here this year. We've figured that out. If you missed the memo, my kids will be going to school in Birmingham this year. I'm going to be staying in Birmingham one more year. But one of the reasons for that was, why would anyone move to Montgomery? With the crime the way it is, with the schools the way they are. And I'm not saying anything bad against those of you who choose to live here, because, yeah, there are areas that are safe, and yes, there are areas that are improving, and da-da-da-da-da. But there's also, there are places where I've taken a wrong turn, and I don't feel safe, and it's not because I'm a judgmental booger. It's because the reality is people are looking around at me like, what is this girl doing here? It's just not okay. When I asked people, when I was moving here, people would start rattling off lists of places I should not be looking.
Yeah, it's not on the top 100 desirable cities to live in.
I just, you know, and as long as you're a mayor of a city where people speak like that, when people say, you know, move to Pike Road, move to Wetumpka, move to Prattville, move to somewhere, you know, the mayor should care and pay attention to these things.
It's a real issue, particularly if you have children who will be attending public school. You must really do your homework.
It is very careful.
It is
an incredibly frustrating situation to hear the mayor take a victory lap about crime when, you will open up the Montgomery Advertiser or you listen to the news and it's like every single day. But there's less killings than last year. Woohoo! Celebrate in the streets. Tell that to the victims' families. We caught the guy. Thanks. Lord have mercy. So no, the mayor's not coming on my show anytime soon. Although he was very polite about it.
He was.
He is. I took a selfie with him to send to his staffer.
As proof
that I can
get along.
That I can get along just fine. But I think that would have been a real discussion. Me and the mayor.
I don't think he's coming on, April Marie.
No, you don't get the sense.
I just don't get that feeling.
You don't get the sense of that.
I was here for the whole discussion, and it was very friendly, but just didn't get a sense that he'd be on the show.
Here's the thing, okay, is there's no reason to blow smoke, okay? And that's what this administration and this mayor wants to do. We're celebrating. And you're like, what the crap? If your house catches on fire and, you know, you put it out with a room left, you don't celebrate saving the room.
No.
And it's just, that's what they seem to be doing. The house is on fire, but they've saved. They stopped it just in time. Lord have freaking mercy. Stephen Reed. I don't know that there's any better options, though. He says he is running for re-election, and I don't know if there's anybody who can run and win.
When's his term up?
I don't know.
Do we know right off?
I have to look it up.
It's like he's been mayor for about 2 years, so he's got a little bit to go. I thought he would have higher political aspirations.
Yeah, the problem
is... I just don't think he'll be back as mayor.
Well, you look at him and Woodfin. Mm-hmm. At this point, it's just, which of these two make the big time? Woodfin or Reed? And Woodfin just has a better all-around messaging. Like, I mock Woodfin also, like, the man does dance videos, and he used to do these walk and talks with his staff, and Lord have freaking mercy.
Yeah.
He's a mess, too.
You get the feeling they're both auditioning.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But what if one is just better about it? I mean, absolutely better. But I was walking one day down, I left a coffee shop, and Woodfin had been there, and we walked out essentially at the same time. And he just stopped to introduce himself. And I just get the sense that he is, they're both auditioning is a great way to put it for a national stage. One of the two of them will make it. And
I think so.
And I think, it's just a matter of where they go. All right. When we come back, we'll get to your phone lines. 272-9228 if you want to talk about Mayor Stephen Reed's interview with Joey Clark and your thoughts on that. And then we're going to talk about the news stories related to the governor's health.
Oh, yes. A lot of intrigue going on.
There is a lot of intrigue around the governor's health. And her office, by the way, has continued to say she's fine. There's nothing to these rumors. But the rumors are persistent, and they are very specific.
And delve into that.
In terms of what is going on with her. And I suspect what they're doing, if I were reading the playbook of all the things they've done in the past, which is they're waiting for her to get over whatever the current hump is, and then they're going to say, look, she's fine, here's a note from her doctor, just like they did after the Colorado incident, just like they did after the first cancer scare.
Yep.
And so they're waiting to get on the other side. But we'll talk about what deadlines there are to that. Nobody, and I repeat, nobody wishes ill will on Governor Kay Ivey.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. We want her to be well and get well, but we also want for accountability and transparency.
The public has a right to know.
And her office just doesn't seem to be working on that. All right, back in just a moment. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Murray on News Talk 93.1. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If your AC system is not meeting your expectations, call us today. Our certified HVAC technicians specialize in perfecting your comfort. Family owned and operated for over 20 years with same-day service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. Count on the professionals for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Domestic violence does not discriminate. No two victims face the same challenges. Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to help us shine a light on domestic violence in the River Region by helping victims and survivors from the Family Sunshine Center get on their feet while transitioning from the shelter to safe living. Drop off your donation of household supplies such as kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom essentials, and cleaning supplies to one of our sponsor locations. Health Services, Inc., Chico's Auto Pros, Just Blinds, and Jack Ingram Volkswagen. Donate what you can and help us shine a light on domestic violence benefiting the Family Sunshine Center from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm over here giving Sky Mosley such a hard time.
Everybody give me a bad time today.
He said, give me a minute to talk. I'm just kidding.
See,
of course, I
have a tough time too, y'all. You know, you think you callers have? I screen the callers. Okay. Some of them more than others.
I had an incredible breakfast today.
What'd you get?
I had the Connecta sausage and eggs thing I get.
Oh.
It's amazing. And then I had the best night's sleep in as long as I can remember.
Congratulations.
You want to know what
it's important. Yeah, what? What'd you do? What's your secret, April Murray?
My secret was that I was in bed by 4:45.
A.M.?
P.M.
No way.
I was in my pajamas by 5:30 p.m. And I watched...
Wow.
I watched...
That's dedicated.
I watched Family Feud. I watched Shawshank Redemption.
Was it a Dawson?
And was it a what?
A Family Feud with Richard Dawson.
No. Okay. I don't know who the current guy is.
Never mind. Okay.
Anyway,
current
Family Feud. And then I was asleep, like, at a really reasonable hour. And
I thought you had children.
I was here in Montgomery.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so confused. That's right.
I ran away from home.
You caught a break and you took advantage of it.
Man, I turned that AC down in that hotel room and I just... Oh, it was lovely. All right, let's go to Duke.
Duke on the line?
How's
it going, love?
It ain't going right now because the mayor cheated us. You know, he didn't give enough time for that subject matter you just talking about a while ago. Did you look into his eyes before he left the station?
I mean, I said hi. I didn't, like, stare him down.
He should have stared him in the eyes because he was so full of spit. His eyes should have at least been medium brown or something.
Now that you mention it, they were.
Lord of mercy.
I'm not sure that's related, but yes.
So full of spit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyhow, my thing is, I heard him arguing with the guy from another city. He asked him a simple question about one part of the, most people are mostly concerned about their wives or daughter or granddaughter going in the restroom and a man is in there. We don't like that, Mr. Mayor. You can do all the thinking, all that you wish to do, but we still not going to like it.
Nope.
You know.
And why he made this a priority. You look at the problems we have in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'll tell you what. I interview 100 people, and I bet you 99, if not 100, wouldn't list, I want men in the bathroom.
I mean.
As their top issue.
They already got laws on the book for people being discriminated against or whatever. We got no law, Mr. Mayor, okay?
Mm.
So this guy tried to dissect this thing a little bit and have him to focus on that. He kept talking over him, you know, trying to make his point about all the businesses that want to come to this city. He didn't name one business.
Duke, let me point out, by the way, that when the city didn't pass this, we should remember that Mayor Reed threatened to give businesses the phone number of Mayor Woodfin in Birmingham because he got that butt hurt over not getting his way.
Oh, he had his feelings hurt. Yes, he had his feelings hurt.
Of course he had
But he did not name not one business today that wasn't come to Montgomery because Johnny wanted to act like Sally today and put a damn dress on.
Look.
And come in the women's restroom. I don't like it. I never will like it. And he's not going to like it if somebody go in there and do something to his daughter,
yep.
Or wife.
I tell you what. So I want y'all to know, and I am willing to work with anybody in this county who wants to start a Moms for Liberty group. Now, by the way, Moms for Liberty members can be men, but I need a woman to start the group. If you guys want to, if there's somebody listening out there who wants to start a Moms for Liberty group in Montgomery County or any of the close by counties, you call me because I am going to start one in Jefferson County, Alabama, within the next several weeks. And I
got something for Sky before I get off.
We're going to protect our kids from this radical ideology. All right, Duke, wrap up your call so we can get to the...
Sky, yes, what you do, Mr. Sky?
Yes,
sir. You go out in the pasture and pretend you're a bull and stand next to that other bull and say, this is my turf now, Mr. Bull.
Wonder what is going to happen.
You say you're a bull. You want to be a bull for that day. Go out there and be Mr. Bull.
Why me? Why are you picking on me, Duke? What I do?
Look, Skyler.
I ain't putting on no dress now. Y'all knock it off.
I just want y'all to know. So when I filled in.
All right.
Bye,
Duke.
When I filled in on the other radio station, I gave both of my fill-in producers, I gave both of them transgender names, too.
Okay, I don't feel so low now.
I made poor John Bird Birdita.
Every time you put me in that hypothetical dress, it turns out bad.
Turn out bad.
Always.
Right. Doug's on the line.
Hey, Doug, you're on the air.
Ava Marie and Sky.
Yeah.
I just got one brief comment about the mayor and one brief comment about the governor. I don't know. I know you're going to recognize the name. I don't know how well you know him. J.C. Love.
J.C. Love ran against Mayor Reed. And J.C. Love was appointed by Kay Ivey to the probate office. And I would like to like J.C. Love. Let me just be clear. I would like to like him. I like his consultants. But he has avoided questions from me about his role in conservatorships and guardianships, and Ed Parrish as his pick for to be the county conservator. He has avoided those things for probably a solid year and a half. And I have no respect for a man who can't answer questions about his decision making. So J.C. Love is adored by many, but as long as he is ducking and hiding on something as important as taking away people's individual rights to control their own healthcare decisions and fiscal and financial decisions, he is not on my high list.
Well, thank you for telling me that. I did not know that.
Yeah. Of course,
I'm a resident of rural Elmore County, but I do have enough after. Joey calls it, pronounces it, decades. After six decades of living on this earth, Montgomery County has a huge influence, good or bad, on the entire river region. But anyway, back to the mayor, real quick, the mayor. He's been on CNN too much. I think Sky's got him pegged just right. His sights are set on something.
He been on CNN, he loves to travel. You remember that accidental mix-up when somebody accidentally booked him to come on my show when he was in another state?
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite moments. It will go down. He didn't even know because his people weren't doing the booking. He was off in another state. And so, then he said, well, I don't know what radio program you have. Well, maybe if you spent a little bit more time in the city you are supposed to be the mayor of, you would know these things.
And your comments are going to make it a perfect segue into my comments about the governor. And Dan Morris is such a gentleman. He wouldn't speak to this on the same level that I will. But Dan used to hint around about how poor, sad. The governor did a terrible job filling her key staff. And we're seeing that play out this week.
By the way, while we were on air, their office just made a statement. This is the statement. When it's a slow news day in the summer, rumors can run rampant in the capital city. While I did not want to give any credibility to these bogus rumors, I do want to be sure to clear the air and set the record straight. Governor Ivey is doing great, and she continues to thank the good Lord for keeping her healthy and cancer-free. We look forward to her leading the state of Alabama for years to come. That's what our communications director has just put out. And I just want to say bull crap. Bullcrap.
You know, out in front of it there.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you have the governor call a press conference? Why don't you release her schedule for the last 3 weeks? Why don't you do something besides tell us, oh, she's doing just fine?
It's not going to stop the rumors. That's for certain.
And why doesn't she forgive the state tax on gasoline for 6 or 8 months?
Take some action.
I want no gas tax, no grocery tax. And by the way, not when I say no gas tax, I mean stop the increase and get rid of the grocery tax. Enough already. Why we're taxing groceries in the state of Alabama boggles the friggin' mind. All right, Doug, we got lots of callers on the line. Thanks for calling, hon.
You're welcome.
All right. Texas Sunshine, Sam, and Bill, if you want to hold tight, hold tight. If not, that order that I just said your name is the order you will be after the break. More Straight Talk with April Marie coming up in a minute.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. For all those do-it-yourselfers at Froggy Bottom Materials, we're here to help. You have the vision to refresh your lawn or hardscapes and you want to get it done. But let's face it, there are some jobs where you may need a little assistance. That's where we can help. Whether it's your driveway, parking pads, poolscapes or fill-ins, front lawn or backyard, Froggy Bottom Materials has just what you need. So give us a call at 334-215-3704. Visit froggybottommaterials.com or come see us on Highway 80 East in Pike Road.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we chumming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with 3 kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
This summer, you don't want to slow down. But COVID might have other plans. A COVID booster is added protection that makes you less likely to be seriously ill or have to go to the hospital because of COVID. Gain confidence that you're safe all summer long. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with Thor.
Hey man, what's shaking?
Now Thor, I understand you are the god of thunder.
That's right man, me and Mjolnir have power over thunder and lightning and stuff like that, you know?
So I guess you don't have time to worry about money matters.
No man, that's why we have David Earnest.
You mean the people of Asgard use David Earnest as their financial guy?
Oh yeah man, everybody knows the numbers. Like 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
There you have it, folks. Direct from the God of Thunder.
Yeah, man. That's me.
You know, I saw your last movie, and it seemed to me you got roughed up a little more than you usually do.
Yeah, man. It was a rough shoot.
Yeah. I'll bet some mornings you were pretty Thor. Why did you throw your hammer?
Just move over about 2 inches. You'll find out.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Elevated rain chances hang on today, but storms will start to thin out by this weekend. So that's good news if you have plans for the weekend. Very humid again today with a high temperature 90 to 92. And once again, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, but not as many. And in fact, by Saturday and Sunday, the storms will be few and far between, very isolated in nature. That means more sunshine and high temperatures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Afternoon. T-Spear sending me pictures of her sofa on accident. I don't know what's happening over
her
here.
Her sofa?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it could have been worse.
What's,
She just sent me to the wrong person. I don't know.
Okay.
T-Spear, beautiful sofa.
Yeah.
All right. Texas Sunshine, how's it going, love?
April Marie, I love you more, and I love that you know how to say dadgummit. Dadgummit. Okay, I have two things now because someone else mentioned this. Where I'm from, obviously we know, there's no grocery tax. It's not based on the size of Texas. In Alabama, just my personal opinion, we throw away too much money. Okay, number two, married, I got a problem with you. Your grammar declined as the interview progressed, and I know you said an inappropriate phrase at the end of your interview, which is in the Ten Commandments. So I just suggest, sir, if you're listening, you need to read your Ten Commandments. That's all I have to say.
Can you elaborate just a little bit?
I'm totally confused about what was just said there.
Okay. He said GD.
Oh.
No way.
I can't. Yes, he did.
I can't abide that. I don't care if it's
well,
not a.
You need to replay the interview. Because I totally freaked out about it. And all I can tolerate a lot because I was in the restaurant business forever. I can't tolerate that one.
No. You and me both.
All right. Well, thanks,
y'all,
Texas Sunshine.
Y'all replay it, and if I'm wrong, I will send Mayor Reed an apology card.
Well, if nothing else, it needs to be scrubbed from the podcast, at least.
Well, I mean, it's a news radio show that goes all over the
right,
world.
Right. I'll check that out.
We'll check it out.
Please,
all right.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, T.S.
All right.
Sam from Pike County.
April Marie, I love it when you get rolling, girl, and when you feel like you've got something to say, you put it out there. This has been a fantastic way to start the show. Yes, he did. I had the interview on, and I'm sure plenty of other people heard it. He got wound up, and the mayor got upset. I can't remember if it was about our little traffic circle with the paint job or what it was, but yeah, he dropped it, and I think it was in reference to the caller. It was just... It was quick. I heard Joey gasp, so it's there.
All right.
Inexcusable.
I'm still a little... Dang COVID. I'm almost a month into it, and it still is choking me just a little bit.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Excuse me. Yeah, I've got no cough button here, man.
Will you do me a favor and get better?
Please.
I'm doing the best I can, hon. I feel a lot better today. I'm going to go ahead and try and push the mower around some, but I'm weak, and it's just this is not me, not who I like to be this time of year. And so I don't wish the COVID on anybody. And it was only bad like really about 3 days, and then I thought, well, this is over, and
just lingers
it
on.
It, Yes, sir.
You know what you may need? You may need a dose. You may need a dose of steroids to clear out those lungs.
Couldn't hurt.
I tell you, I went and got one. I got they wouldn't give me an antibiotic shot, but they gave me a steroid shot. And I tell you, a couple days later, my cough was gone. Because otherwise, I'd be still coughing all day, every day.
It's funny you mention that. I keep a little container of albuterol, little inhaler around here. And yes, I don't. It's very rare, but yesterday I broke it out and I hit it twice.
Twice a day, dear.
It and the expectorant cough syrup. I got a nice cookie up, and I did. I felt great. But I have to be careful with that stuff because I've noticed if I use it like 3 days in a row, daggone, my lungs give me trouble. So it's you know what I'm saying. It's emergency use only.
Interesting.
Okay. Pardon?
I said interesting.
Interesting. That's right. The reason I called earlier, y'all were mentioning you wondering about the mayor if he had any moving up the chain, any national interest. And most of his radio interview was him pushing that NDO, the non-discrimination ordinance. He just could not let that go and defended it hardly. And he kept talking about the other cities, what other cities are doing. And Duke was dead on now about the, he brought that up about businesses coming here. And, all I got to say, until Montgomery, God, I love Montgomery so much, but it really is the education system is holding us back now. There's a lot.
Crime and education, which, by the way, go hand in hand.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm just saying, the stats are there. Talking about stats. A third of the kids can't read. Two-thirds can't do math. And you may know this guy. There's a guy that hangs around a radio station, this redneck name, Eddie Bader.
He's a secret agent, man. It's all an act, man. He's not a real redneck.
Yeah, well, that's where I met him was down in Central America. The point of it is, Mr. Bader, occasionally he will get started talking about when he was working at Hyundai. And Hyundai, I don't know, I guess some they still have it. There's a certain percentage of their employees that must be hired from Montgomery, 60-75%, some terrible amount. And all the trouble, what I'm getting to is all the trouble that they had hiring from the city, not bringing in people.
Couldn't find qualified candidates.
Absolutely.
They'd
have them try to read a paragraph or whatnot, and that's about as far as most of the applicants could get. Listen, I wish the mayor best of luck trying to handle city business, and we all do. Pick up the trash, harass the homeless, the panhandler, excuse me. And, the bug trucks. I never see the bug trucks. But all that other crap is just crap. The paint job on the roundabout. I'm done. But I still believe he has national ambitions.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Easy to spot that.
I'm a traveling man.
On the road again.
Just keep bragging about. All right.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, love.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate
it. All right. Lord have mercy. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I had to grab my medicine bottle out of the console of my truck and just shake some pills out and take them because Duke and I are agreeing on something.
this may be a sign of the apocalypse.
That actually happened to me earlier today. I agreed with a woman running to be chairwoman of the Alabama Democrat Party. Something weird's happening
on out there?
Well, I think I took two Advil and three Tylenol.
You're going to need something stronger than that now. Come on.
I was kind of in shock. Well, as much medication as I'm already on for blood pressure and cholesterol and all that stuff, but I digress.
Yes.
What I wanted to say was I only caught the last 20 minutes of Joey's interview with the mayor.
Well, you can go back and listen to the whole thing, by the way. It's very spectacular.
Unfortunately, I was sitting in a meeting with an earbud in my ear listening to it.
Mm.
So I couldn't do or say much, but a friend of mine leaned over and said, "Are you okay?"
Nah. All the color went from your face, Bill?
No, I've got to leave. and I jumped up and run out. Let me tell you something. You're absolutely right. The mayor is definitely in the position he's in to position himself for something on the national stage.
Count on it.
Oh, no doubt.
If you believe that there is any better ratings of crime in Montgomery because Stephen Reed says so, I have some beachfront property for sale.
Is that in the Selma area?
I'll be glad to sell you.
Yeah.
It's got a beautiful water view, but that's about it. But let me tell you something. When he got excited, there was something came out, and this is when I had to leave the meeting, is when he got mad
at Cedric?
With the guy talking about the bathrooms. What you got to witness on air, and you may want to play your little thing where it says the opinions voiced on this station are not necessarily.
Disclaimer, yes.
You got to see about as big a racist as you'll ever see.
Wow. I'll have to go back and check that out.
You will find few people who have a temper worse than mine. I have negotiated a lot of things, and what I heard in his voice, you don't hear every day.
Mm-hmm. It is some kind of special is what it is. All right, thanks for calling, Bill. We have got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go to T. Spear, and we will continue this conversation. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Back in a minute.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Sky. You know what it's a perfect day for?
What's it a perfect day for, April Marie?
A trip to Dillon Rings to see Josh and Leslie for something shiny.
It's always a good day for that.
I am telling you. Go see Josh and Leslie over there at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. You will be so glad you did. Whether you're looking for a piece of everyday jewelry. Ladies, do you look at other women and go, gosh, she's so well put together? Chances are she's just doing the basic things. And I say the basic things. A pair of simple earrings, a necklace. They pull things together and make you look, even if you're dressed down, make you look put together. So go take yourself over there, get yourself some stackable rings, get yourself a simple necklace, a pair of earrings. It really does kind of, as my friend will say, it just makes any look, even a casual look put together. Gentlemen, if you want to up level, that's the word she uses, if you want to up level your outfit, get yourself a watch, maybe a ring. Yes, men even wear necklaces, but they really will help you with that all put together look. If you're looking for bridal jewelry, they've got engagement rings, anniversary rings, wedding bands. Ladies, if your gentleman no longer has his wedding band for whatever reason, maybe he doesn't fit it anymore, maybe he left it on the kitchen sink and it disappeared, who knows what reason the men lose their jewelry, but I know a lot of them do. Stop by and pick them up another one at Dillon Rings. So check them out, Dillon, DYLANRings.com, and Dillon Rings on Facebook. T Spear sending me pictures of her sofa. How is it going?
Hey. T Spear, we want to hear about your sofa. It's lovely, by the way. T Spear.
Hello.
Need you to break on through now.
All right.
Well, apparently she's
going, gone.
Something else going on with her furniture, I guess.
All right. Let's do this. Let's talk, you and I, about what you did before the show. So we know what I did. I had a well-rounded breakfast. I like came in, harassed the mayor's security detail for just a moment. What did you do today?
Well, you know, April Marie, I always here early and getting ready for the show and everything. But today I was with Shelby. We were out delivering the Blue Water Broadcasting Blue Barrels at many of our fine sponsors I'll tell you about. Starting next week, Blue Water Broadcasting is shining a light on domestic violence. Very important. We're asking you to get involved. Collect up some household. Think of it as you were starting your first apartment. These items will go to victims of domestic violence as they try to restart their lives safely. Items such as kitchen supplies, you know, bedroom, bathroom items, sheets, pillowcases, cleaning supplies. That's always great. And I've already delivered the barrels, so I know they are there at Jack Ingram Motors, Cartridge World, Genesis Renovations, Health Services Incorporated, Chico's Auto Parts, Pros, excuse me, Health Star Chiropractic, Just Blinds in Prattville, and Air Now Home Services in Millbrook. We did 7 of those out of 8.
I love it.
This morning.
You can drop off again. The list is kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom items, towels, washcloth, sheets, and pillowcases, cleaning supplies, trash cans, and trash bags, and anything that helps this vulnerable population is so necessary.
Want to get them off to a good start. And all this goes to benefit the Family Sunshine Center as they help victims of domestic violence. Very important work they do.
All right. Well, good to hear that you went and did that. A little manual labor, never hurt anybody.
Oh, we had a ball. It's always more fun with two.
It is always more fun.
Shelby's a blast.
You know what I realized? I was here yesterday, and I didn't get a stinking donut.
You know, I don't think there was any available yesterday.
How did that happen?
Now, Tuesday, we were lit up pretty good, but I don't know. Somebody's slacking off, clearly.
How did that happen?
And there's none today either. And I'm hungry today. I've been working all morning.
You stop it.
I am. I'm tired.
All right. Well, we will work on this. We've lost T-Spear. So do you want to know part of what I did last night?
Well, I understand you slept.
Oh, yeah, I did sleep.
So you don't have much room. What else can you do?
It was freaking glorious, Sky Mosley. If anybody out there in radio land is going, did she really go to bed?
4:45.
I was in bed. I literally sent a picture of, like, my little feet on the bed. Yes. The answer is yes. And usually I go out to dinner. I have a nice, you know, a nice long dinner because there's no kids and I work throughout it. And nope, this last night I just did a whole lot of nothing.
Did the collapse.
The only thing I did do while I was watching Shawshank Redemption, which, by the way, I cry like a baby at. It is really one of the, and it's based on a book.
I believe Stephen King wrote that book.
Did he?
I believe so.
I didn't realize that. It is such a phenomenal movie. But I did shop for a dress
Could
for
be wrong
tomorrow
though.
Night.
You might have written The Green Mile instead.
Mm.
I'm sure somebody will call me. I'm sorry. Please continue.
I shopped for tomorrow night's Alabama Republican Party summer dinner with Kristi Noem and Herschel Walker.
Does that require a gown or a dress?
It depends on my mood.
Okay.
But essentially, you know, I've got whatever is happening here on my arms and legs. So I decided I would get a dress that covered up whatever the heck is happening with my camping bites. And so it's a great reason to shop for a new dress.
Good excuse.
It was a great, not, you know, just needed an excuse. All right, let's go to T-Spear.
She's back.
Well, I apologize for earlier. I don't know what happened, but no, I'm having my sofa reupholstered, and I thought I had sent it to the lady that was going to do it, so I apologize.
That's okay.
Pardon?
I'm a woman of many talents, but I cannot reupholster a sofa.
Well, I can make you a suit. I can make you a formal gown. I can make you everyday dresses. I can even make you trousers. I can even make you a swimsuit, but I am not going to try and do upholstery. That is a talent that I do not have.
Oh, okay. Good to know. I have a pile of clothes as tall as I am that needs to be altered, and I never get around to it. I had an outfit I really wanted to wear tomorrow night that it's got to be hemmed, and
aww.
I know. It's because I'm short.
See, if you had told me that, if you had brought it with you the last time I saw you when we were there at Sweet Creek, I would have been happy to.
How fantastic
is it? Hemmed it up for you.
You know, how fantastic is that? Full service listeners over here.
T-Spear's very talented.
The problem is I'm 5 foot two and a half,
three.
Yeah. I say 5 foot five. It depends, but basically I'm a shorty, and so everything has to be, everything, you know, I buy that has pants has to be hemmed.
Well, I'm the same way, and I have long legs, and I still have to hem stuff. So you learn to adapt. And go on.
What was your thought on the mayor's interview?
I was very disappointed when he said that, well, we don't really have problems with crime. It was a good thing I had a good grip on my steering wheel or so I would run off the road. And what part of not having problems with crime in the city of Montgomery does he not understand?
Yeah, compared to where?
No longer go to Montgomery.
It is the strangest. And I'm watching. I mean, his office is tweeting this out. Woohoo! Yeah, yes, we've got crime down. Woohoo! Yeah, yes, we've got this. That. I'm like, what the crap is happening?
Really?
They're taking a page out of the Biden playbook, I suppose.
I don't go to Birmingham because of the crime level, and he wants to aspire to be just like Birmingham. Really? Does he not realize that per capita Birmingham is number 3 in the United States on murders?
It is.
Montgomery ain't that far behind.
It is really the weirdest. And again, Montgomery is coming off of a high. So a record number of homicides and shootings. And so they're like, woohoo, we brought it down. Well, still, this is like Joe Biden celebrating gas prices or saying, yay, inflation didn't grow today.
You got it.
That's exactly what it's doing. It's deflecting and pretending.
Can we be clear that Mayor Stephen Reed really will never do my show because, unlike Joey, I do not have the poker face required to interview the likes of that nonsense and not call it nonsense.
I have to completely agree.
I appreciate that Joey does have the ability to do that and to let you guys hear from him. But he would have walked right out on an interview with me. There would have been no ifs, ands, or buts. He'd have been like, look, lady, you ain't buying what I'm selling.
I didn't stick around long for the post-interview with you, April Murray.
Well, I tell you what, and then Duke, you know, when he first came home, and I called in after him, and I told him, Dude, you're going to find out that you and I are a whole lot more alike than you think. Today's statement from Duke proves that.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetic.
All right, T-Spear.
See a lot of
Mary, bringing people together.
You got it. Y'all be